So we were up to the seventh comparison between the alchemist and the Baal Bitochon. And again, we mention each time that the idea is that to develop a concept, contrast is extremely important. If you have nothing to contrast it to, it's very hard to have a real concept of something. But when you have something, hey, this I understand this way, and this is just the opposite, so it gives a, fleshes it out. And he takes us to the extreme by 10 points, where to show the distinction between the shortcomings of being an alchemist, which in those days was like, I guess, the best profession. What could be a better profession than you manufacture your own money? You know, that's basically what it was. He was manufacturing his own wealth. So that would seem to be the best. Yet compared to the Baal Bitochon, the guys of Gehakta Tzoros. So we're up to the Shvi, page 24. It says, V'hashvi shebal hakimiyo efshe shalo yagia el mezoinei v'mashi yesh etzlim nazo v'hakesem. He may not get to his food, his sustenance that he needs, just because he has gold and silver. There are times when there's a famine. There are times when he won't have the food available. So Mamela, all your silver and all your gold is not going to help you if there's no food to purchase. And unfortunately, we know that this could be very true. I may have mentioned once, but there was a very wealthy man that used to be a very big supporter of ours in Los Angeles. And once he didn't have cash available. So he said to me like this, you know, he was a very big, really had a lot of real estate holdings. He said, "Mekenisht essen ziegel, you can't eat bricks." In other words, like, yeah, I have plenty of bricks. I have buildings. You need cash. You can't buy food with buildings either. But with such a beautiful expression, "Mekenisht essen ziegel, you can't eat bricks." So the alchemist may have gold and silver, but you can't eat gold and silver if there's no food around. He's in trouble. He says, and there's a pasuk he says that says that, Kimoshe ne'emar, kaspom b'chutzos yashlichu. They throw their money outside. They can throw their money outside, but it doesn't get them anything. There's nothing there. There's no food. So he's in trouble. Ve'omar gam kaspom gam zohovim lo yuchal hatzilam. Not their silver and not their gold will be able to save them. Sometimes gold and silver can't save us. Gold and silver can't buy food if there's no food. Gold and silver can't purchase clothing if there's no clothing. Gold and silver can't buy a house if there's no houses available. Nothing. It's very, very limited. So with all that the alchemist has, he's so contingent upon other conditions, which may or may not work in his favor. V'haboiteach b'Hashem. But by contrast, the one who puts his trust in Hashem, lo yibotzer mimenu mezoyne v'chol eisuchosh u'v'chol mokim ad soif yomov. He will not be withheld from him, his food, his sustenance, at any time, at any place, until the end of his days. Because it's a different operation, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls everything. The alchemist has the money to buy, but the schera has to be available to purchase. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he's in control of everything. He won't allow us to famish, to not have what we want and what we need. Ad seif yom of k'meishin hema, birov podochom imoves. In a time of famine, he has redeemed you from death. Kodesh Baruch Hu can do anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu, there's no limitation. There's no limitation to what he can do. He controls the world. He controls every individual. He controls everything about it. And the Mela, there's nothing to be afraid of, even though the alchemist, with all of his money, may not have anything at all to show for it. Okay, that's one. Plus, then it says, Hashem roi lo yechzo. Hashem is my shepherd. He shepherds me. He leads me. He guides me. Loi echzo. And under his shepherding, I will not be lacking anything. Hashem takes care of me. There's no way I can lack. The alchemist might have the money, but he's not going to have the ability to purchase things that don't exist. Not so, the Baal Bitochon will be taken care of. Omar, he won't be embarrassed at a time of bad. And in times of famine, he will be satiated. That's everything. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. He takes care of us. So the contrast with everything that we have, in other words, I guess here the contrast is really very beautiful. And people think, you know, oh, if I had a lot of money, if I were a rich man, you know, if I had a lot of money, wow, what you could do with money. Unfortunately, sometimes there's nothing you can do with money. If you have all the money in the world, but if the things that you need and the things that you want are not available, then you have nothing. You have money. Can't take it with you. You just could look at it, you can count it all day long if you wish, but it doesn't do anything for you. The Baal Bitochen, his trust in Hashem, opens up the floodgates to provide him with everything and anything that he needs and that he wants. Okay, so that's a very important comparison. And I think that one is very relevant today because we sort of think that if I had more money, everything would be better. I'd be able to afford everything. Not necessarily. We all know that doesn't work. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Hashmini, the eighth comparison. Shabbal kamiya einenu misakev bishum mokoim miyarosa shema yizgale soydan. The alchemist has a secret formula for transforming the choshes, copper, into silver and silver into gold. He can't stay too long in any one place. He's always on the move because maybe somebody's going to find out his secret and then he's finished. Then he has competition. Like this, he has the advantage. I guess if somebody else floods the market with his secrets and produces this gold from copper, it's going to undermine his business. Too much competition, so he is always afraid of losing or of somebody stealing or of somebody figuring out his secret formula. But one who puts his trust in Hashem. He's confident and sure in his place where he lives, and menuchas nefesh wherever he may be, whatever space he may be, in whatever place he may be, he always has menuchas nefesh because Hashem controls everything. There's no way nobody can hurt me, nobody can do anything to me. I don't have any particular secret formula that I'm hiding from anybody. I just trust Hashem will take care of me. And with his trust in Hashem, there's nothing whatsoever that's lacking. Okay, and then he quotes Psukim again. Kemoshe Kosov, everything is based on Psukim. Betach b'Hashem asei toiv shchein eretz urei emuna. Trust in Hashem and do good. Live in the land and you'll see emuna. In other words, you can stay in your place. You can stay in your land and Hashem will be truthful and loyal and take care of you with everything you need. If you're betach b'Hashem, that's the formula. Betach b'Hashem asei toiv. V'orat tzadikim yirshu oretz. The tzaddikim will inherit the land and they will dwell forever on it. They have nothing to be afraid of because Hashem guarantees, because Hashem takes care. The alchemist is constantly on the move because he's afraid someone's going to steal his secrets. The Baal Bitochen doesn't have to worry about anything. He's secure, nothing to steal. Wherever he is, that's where he can be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will guarantee him and help him and take care of him. And that's the distinction between the alchemist and the Baal Bitochen. Again, a very graphic type of a thing, because we have nothing to be afraid of. You can't take away from me my Bitochen. I mean, and you know, over the years we've seen, over the millennia we've seen, they've tried to take everything away from us, but they can't take away that fiery spirit. They can't take away that bitochen and Hashem. They could lead us to the gas chambers, but they don't take away that trust that Hashem is in control of everything and Hashem knows what he's doing and he's taking care of us. B'chule, b'chule. So that's a very important point. Let's see, maybe we can actually finish them all up and then we'll get to some more direct stuff next time. Bachi, the ninth difference. Shabbal hakemiyo lo telabeno hakemiyo shalei machrisoi. V'yasik bo bo'ilam hazer zula sabitocha min harish patzorech l'vnei odom. Says the Baal Kamiya has a big problem. Yeah. What's he going to do at the end? Can't take it with him. nothing tangible. It's not going to go after him. When he leaves this world, he leaves all his kesef and zov. You know, over the years, there were people who tried to take it with them. The pharaohs, they say, used to bury their wealth in the tombs and the pyramids. But it doesn't help. You can't take it with you. And he says, he has nothing. All he's going to get in this world is that he's not going to face poverty as long as he has that methodology of making money. And also others, he's also afraid that others may not need him anymore, and he may not have any use for the money, he may not get anything for it. So he there's no permanence. And by the way, when there's no permanence, it's a very powerful deterrent to anything that I may want, because everything we want is permanent. You know, I believe that when we have problems of eating too much, it also comes from this need for permanence, because it was delicious. It was so good. It was the greatest thing. But it's over. Now what? It's not permanent. It doesn't really satisfy, because the human being has inside of him a mechanism, because of his neshoma, that's never satisfied with less than the ultimate. So he too has a naguf. He wants more and more. So it's over. What do I do? I'll take doubles. I'll take triples. I'll find something. Because we want permanence. We don't want anything to end. But the alchemist, when it's finished. He can't do anything about it. He can't take it with him. He says, "Ba'avitech Hashem yilavenu gmul betchoynoi be'ilum hazeh ulolam abo." The Baal Bitochen, not only does he have to, his Bitochen mekoyach to have parnos and have everything he needs and so forth, but the Baal Bitochen, then he'll be rewarded with reward for his bitochen in this world and the next. I want to trust in Hashem. Chesed will surround him. What's the great good that you have hidden for your fearful people, your tzaddikim, so that this Hashem has something that the Baal Bitochen is not limited. He will, this bitochen is helping him not only in this world, but it's permanent. It will help Merulam Haba, which means that we have to point out that Bitochen is not just a means of achieving things that we want, and it's not just a means of having Menuchas HaNefesh in this world. It's also a tremendous schus that a person is going to be rewarded for in this world and beyond, because I'm trusting Hashem. That's the greatest thing. The Goyim, we've mentioned many times, says, the Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael, who? The Ika of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was in order to have Bitochen in Hashem, because Bitochen is the greatest connection. Trust is the greatest cementing factor of any relationship. And certainly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when we trust him, we're deepening that relationship. And that's not only a means of getting something, that's not only a source of menuchas hanefesh, but that's also a means of schar, of getting schar. It's such a dvar mitzvah. Just to mention for a moment, we mentioned about the benefits of bitochen. There's another bit of benefit of bitochen too. It's actually a Rashi in this week's parsha. And when it says Vayetze Yaakov Veishova, Vayetze Yaakov, Vayetze Yaakov Esraglo Yelchal Tzobnei Kedem. Yaakov lifted up his feet and he went to the east, to the Arutz Tzobnei Kedem. So Rashi seems to be bothered by, why in the world does the Torah have to tell us that Yaakov lifted up his feet? What if he dragged his feet? He schlepped his feet. Well, what are we talking about? The Torah doesn't write extra words. So he says, Rashi says, Me'acha Shuvtuch Bishmira. He was promised, he had a Havtocha, that he'll be protected from Esau. No so libo es raglo v'nase kaloleches. With that havtocha, with that bitochen, his heart lifted up his feet, and it became easy for him to move. He was easier, he was lighter, he was faster. Physically, his physical prowess was changed, because he had bitochen, because Hashem had promised him. Something I think that's very, very profound, like another additional example. Not only does it bring menuchas hanefesh, not only is it a means of getting what we're getting, not only is it a means of giving me, excuse me, I just got back from Eretz Yisrael this morning, forgive me, is a means of additional, of schar. It's also a means of additional strength. Now going becomes easy. Now the things I have to do become kalolechas. Physically, my body becomes lighter. It's because I'm sure that Hashem is going to help me. So that's these are very positive things. And these are permanent. You can't lose them. You can't worry about losing them. Okay, let's just finish them. And then we'll finish with the alchemist. And next week we can pick up on the general concepts of Itamabit. As usual, like me, I'm Yodea in Yonotia Sivas Moise. I'm Yivoda. If remember, alchemy, what this alchemist was doing was illegal, producing his own money. Okay, so he says, if it will become known what he's doing, it will be the cause of his death. This is going against the way things are done. This is not he's undermining the healthy function of the world. The healthy function of the world is people work and they get paid. There's a system to it. There's an economic system. But this way, this guy's beating the system. He's producing his own money. He's not doing anything constructive for the world in order to get paid. That's the way it goes. I give something to this world, it gives me back. No, he's making it. He's not even giving anything to the world in a sense. So he's if it finds out what it is, he's destroying society. They're going to put him to death. Umani gakol yashlit olav mishayemisehu kishenu yodel halim esolim. He doesn't know how to hide his secret. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it that there'll be a shliach that somebody's going to put him to death. So he's afraid for his life because of what he's doing is illegal. So this big alchemist, but after everything is said and done, you better watch out because somebody may be out to get him. What about one who trusts Hashem? And then it becomes known that he's a Baal Bitochen. People will ask, Baal Bitochen. Here's a man who puts his trust directly in Hashem. Wow, that's like a unique kind of individual. People are going to look up to him. People are going to have kindness to him. And they're going to turn him in. They're going to make sure he gets punished. Not only is he getting rewarded, but he has to respect the people. This man is about bitochen. People will respect him and honor him. And they will derive blessing from being close to him and from seeing him. He's a positive influence and people are uplifted because of him. He's going to be the cause that his city's affairs should be improved. And to remove the pigoim is like what happened this week in Eretz Yisrael, a pigua. All of these types of damages that are done will be removed from them. Because of a tzaddik, yisoid, oilam. And this tzaddik, he's the foundation of the world. Bad is not going to occur to him. He holds up the world. So the Baal Bitochen is that tzaddik that we're talking about. And the alchemist, Nebuch, if anyone finds out about it, they'll report him to the authorities and they're going to get rid of him. Not so the Baal Bitochen. The Baal Bitochen has the greatest respect. And no matter how much people are looking for, you know, to start up with him in this, but not the Baal Bitochen. He's in a different league. So that's the 10th. Comparison over here, and I think that's a and then he says, Loit, you know, we just read that about Loit, that Hashem would have saved the city if there had been even 10 tzaddikim. So Hashem is constantly looking to save, and therefore the person who has this bitochen is going to be in a much better situation, and he won't have all the difficulties and challenges that others have. I just wanted to mention something else, that there's a there's a well-known, it's brought from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, a well-known idea of the special protection that a Jew gets when he focuses on the posuk of Ein Oid Milvadoi. Ein Oid Milvadoi, there is nothing but Hashem. When he focuses on that, then nothing can hurt him. He is like, it's a super protective insurance policy because I know it's only Hashem. So nothing can happen because Hashem is in control and I know it and I feel it and I don't just say the words or sing the words, but it's part of my being. Hashem, Ein Oyed Mavadoi, he is the only Koyach. And it really does some very, very special things. My father-in-law told me that the Briskarov told him that they had to escape through a certain route during the war, and it was very dangerous. There was a lot of shooting going over there, right over their heads, and if they were to run through that, it would be very dangerous. So, but he told his children, we have to go and focus when you're going through on Ein Oyed Milvadoi. There's nothing else. There's no bullets. There's no enemy. There's no koyach. There's nothing. Ein Oyed Milvadoi. There's nothing other than Hashem. And that focus has the power to just ward off any types of mazik and anything that could happen, because I'm really in a total and I would say ecstatic state of trusting Hashem. Because if there is no other show in town, if there is no other one to trust, if there is no other force or anything like that, then of course I put my trust in Hashem. It's the only place to turn. So in a sense that is like a real statement of trust in Hashem. But it seems to be a very special thing. And anyway, they had to go during the war through this minefield or whatever it was, and they were shooting up above. And he just told his family, be focused. Einoid Milvado, you don't have to worry about anything. Nothing's going to happen. And Baruch Hashem, they all came through alive and well. Okay, so I think we could stop over here because now we finished all the 10 comparisons. And hopefully next time we'll go on to talks about the benefits of bitachon, which are very, very, very powerful.